traumatized. They walked the child out of the building. His eyes were wide, his mouth hung open, and he was visibly shaken, as anyone would be if they were held hostage during a siege on one of Virgin's time travel tourism buildings. Officer Inigo Lopez sighed. His thoughts drifted to his daughter, who was only 4 years old. He hoped she would never experience anything so awful. Officer Lopez watched as one of the paramedics threw a blanket over the boy's shoulders. The musty grey fabric covered his visibly expensive clothes, but it was no surprise to Inigo that the child came from a rich family, as they clearly had the money to spend it on time travel. Unlike most, Inigo did not have a clear view on time travel. However, his husband did. Sebastian, Inigo's husband of 5 years, lost his mother to coronavirus several years before the two of them had even met. And it was a known fact that coronavirus was the result of unhygienic use of time travel, according to the memories of time traveller Michelle McPherson. Though Inigo felt Sebastian's pain, he couldn't help but see time travel as such a grey subject. Inigo could see its benefits and its flaws, but Sebastian was a member of TTFP, Time Travel for the People, a political organisation who was responsible for the terrorist attack on the Virgin building today. Fortunately, Sebastian was not there. He was a pacifist and rejected violence. Inigo could imagine the shame Sebastian was feeling for not realising how radical the group had become. Inigo walked over to the child, the victim, the hostage, the orphan, and became Officer Lopez again. He did not have the luxury of being Inigo with a husband and a daughter back home. He needed to be authoritative, resolute, strong, but also kind, caring, and compassionate to this traumatised little boy. "Hey kid, you okay?" he asked, bending down to meet eyes with the boy who was sat on the edge of the ambulance. He said nothing. He was still in shock. "You think you're ready to give a statement?" The boy's eyes travelled up to Lopez's. They were haunted. Tears started forming at the corners and a hiccup escaped the boy's mouth. He threw his arms around Lopez's neck and latched on tightly. Lopez was stunned for a moment, then slowly reached around the boy and hugged him back. Huge sobs followed as the boy's tears became waterfalls which soaked Lopez's uniform. He didn't care, though. He would be the strong shoulder that the boy needed to cry on. "It's going to be okay. Don't worry." He hoped the soothing tone of his voice would work on him like it worked on his daughter. The boy's sobs continued as the police escorted the terrorist out of the building and into a police vehicle. Lopez cradled the boy's head into the crook of his neck, hoping he wouldn't see. He continued to shush and soothe the boy's cries. "It's going to be all right."